Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Celebrating the life of Sid Hartman. Trying to. But I'm still sad. Joining us now, Ryan Saunders, head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves. And obviously the history and heritage goes beyond Ryan with his family. Ryan, thank you for joining us on a tough day.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Give me your first memory. When did you realize that this Sid Hartman was different? I mean, were you eight? Were you nine? Were you when did you go, boy, this guy is really prominent in our life?
Well, I'll start off just by, you know, obviously expressing sincere condolences to the Hartman family, and then also just Minnesota in general, because we lost an icon, a sports legend, and somebody who, as we all will hear, you know, over coming days, and you hear more about people after they pass, he did unbelievable things, not just for Minnesota, but for the game of basketball. And, I'm glad that Sid, more people will learn about, you know, the greatness that was Sid Hartman in these coming days. But to answer your question, Mike, you know, I remember one of the first, I realized he was a big deal when we took I had to have been about 9 years old, and my dad just got a Minnesota Timberwolves GM job coming from Sioux Falls, and we ended up going out on Sid's boat and going out on the St. Croix.
The famous boat, yeah.
Yeah, the St. Croix, and we took the family over there, and we were coming from Sioux Falls, a little bit smaller town, and we see all these pictures on Sid's wall in that hallway that you probably remember.
Yeah, St. Croix, yeah.
Man, you just, you know, as a kid, you're saying, man, this guy's, you know, you thought this guy was the biggest deal of them all.
Yeah.
So, that's where the legend started.
Yeah.
For me.
And then I would imagine, obviously, as we evolved, it was all cell phones, but you probably picked up the phone once or twice when he called at home, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know, I gotta say this, too, because as hard as these couple days are, these days have been, you know, since hearing yesterday, and I received word, and, you know, my wife and I started talking, and she said, hey, he lived a great life, too, so let's make sure we remember that. And so I do want to smile a little bit, but
yep.
I remember there were some Sunday mornings that it didn't matter if it was 7 a.m. or 6 a.m., if there was a scoop to be gotten, Sid was going to call the Saunders household. And I'm sure some other people got those calls too. And sometimes there was a happy Sid. Sometimes there was a flustered Sid on the other side of that phone. But I think it just goes back to being a testament to the relationships that he built. And they weren't just transactional. They were relationships and friendships. And hey, let's be honest, he deserved all the scoops.
But you know, I got to tell you, one of the tricks your dad used to use on him, as you talked about that, was, you know, he had to be loyal to Sid. Sid was loyal to him. You know, they had this relationship that went back so long. But when he didn't want to talk to your dad, maybe because there was something brewing or something that he couldn't deny, but he didn't want to confirm, he knew when Sid wasn't in the office.
So he'd
call him and leave him a voicemail. So he was on the record as having called him back. But he knew that Sid wasn't there, and so Sid would get so close. That Sanders knows I'm not there. but you couldn't say I didn't call you back, you know?
No, I love that one. I wish my dad would have told me that one, because I've had to deal with that a couple times over the last couple of years too.
Yep. He knew. He knew when, you know, can't say I didn't call you back. Sid, I called you. You know, you weren't there. You know, and of course that was before, you know, Sid didn't really know how to work the cell phones and all that stuff. when your dad was at the University of Minnesota, of course, there was no Timberwolves. This was the iconic part of our basketball in Minnesota. Did he ever tell you stories about what Sid was like covering that Gopher team? Because obviously, you know, it was arguably the greatest ever.
Oh, yeah. And he, you know, he really just spoke of really the relationship that Sid built and the how he ingrained himself in with people, and to a point where it didn't feel like this was, you know, a journalist or somebody just trying to get information out of you. He genuinely cared, and I think that it's such a brilliant trait and something that we can all take, you know, no matter what our you know profession is. But my mom, my wife, and my young son and I went over to see my mother yesterday evening, and you know, obviously we started talking about Sid, and she was like, "Oh, it's crushing. He was so good to me when I was, you know, just your dad's girlfriend at the U of M. You know, just the way he built that relationship and said always took an interest in you know people's lives. And you know, I said it today in a statement, but he knew my parents since they were teenagers, and that's unbelievable for me to say. But it just shows, you know, how Sid, his friendships and the lasting relationships that he made last forever.
I'll tell you another one. I don't know if you ever heard this one or not, but I had lunch one day with, it was your father, and it would be your grandfather, your mom's father.
Yep.
And Sid. And,
oh,
and
man.
Kevin Couture. And I thought I'd heard a lot. And your grandfather, your mother's father said, "Oh, I got to know Sid back when Flip was in college because he'd call our house to try to track him down if he couldn't get a hold of him." He didn't think he not only had Flip's dorm number, but he had his girlfriend's parents' number in case he needed to get a hold of him.
Hey, and he was relentless. I think that's the word that we can use right now. He was relentless, and you know, relentless at all times. And I remember, you know, answering the phone when I was a little bit younger sometimes, and you know, sometimes you get a flustered Sid on the other side of the phone. And as I got older, I learned that, hey, you can throw some jabs back at Sid.
Yes,
but it's always family. It's always love in the end.
Yeah, absolutely. And when your father passed, and obviously Sid had such a great sense of history. What did that mean to you when he put his arm around you and said, "I'm with you"?
Oh man, I mean, it's, you know, I get emotional thinking of
it
because he, you know, Sid, he was there for the big days. I'm just speaking from personal experience. He was there for the big days and he was there for the hard days.
Yep.
And, he had a, you know, my baby announcement was in his column, April 28th, 1986, when I was born. He was there for some of the best days of my life. You know, when I, you know, received the honor of being the head coach for this team. My son, Lucas Phillip, his baby announcement was in Sid's column. I had to make sure that he got the first scoop on that one.
Yep.
And to answer your question, it meant the world to me because he wasn't just a close personal friend. Sid was family and continues to be family.
Appreciate it, Ryan. Appreciate it very much. We'll see you soon enough at basketball, but it was a nice break from for the appropriate reasons.
Absolutely, absolutely. You guys be good, and once again, condolences.
Yep, Ryan Saunders, nice enough to join us. Right around the corner, Jack Morris. 1991, Sid Hartman, knew him before then, 87, when he was going to sign with the Twins. We'll dial up Cactus Jack when we come back. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.